So he has three ways to make more income or to create more income. The first thing that you want to do when it comes to creating income is you must always upskill yourself. I see so many people that want to create more income. They want to achieve more in life, but they're not willing to put the time in to learn. That's why there's this saying that says you must always learn before you earn. In fact, if you write the word down, L-E-A-R-N, take off the L, it spells earn. So you must learn before you earn. So make sure you're always upskilling yourself. Make sure you're learning new skill sets, because people always say to me, John, is AI going to take away people's jobs? The answer is no. It's the people that know how to use AI. They're upskilling themselves. They have the edge. In fact, do you know a lot of the people who are making the most money from AI are people who are copywriters? They now can scale their skill set to thousands and thousands of articles instead of just having to spend hours writing one. That's number one. Number two is, if you want to create more income, you want to achieve more in life, you got to get a mentor and a coach. So when I first started in real estate, one of my first mentors, his name was Ying Tan. And he was a property mentor, and he owned a property company, and he was a brokerage. And I said to him, look, can you be my mentor? And he said, yes, but the fee to be mentored by him was £10,000. So I didn't have the money. And I said to myself, you know, is this worth it? You know, every time I spoke to a friend about it, they would say, John, it's a ripoff, and it's too expensive, and why would you spend £10,000? But here's the key. When you learn things, mentors will help you shortcut the process. And he told me a way that I was able to buy property without using my own finance. He talked about recycling. He talked about using OPM, other people's money. So that was a concept I've taken 20 years on now that I don't just use for businesses, but I use for real estate and also how I structure deals as well. When people start a business, it's not about what the business model is, it's how the business model is structured. For example, when you buy a property, people think, oh, you have to buy a property and you have to pay this much money for it. No, it's actually knowing a way to buy some of it now and some of it later. So that's what we call a part now, part later. Someone says, John, I want $1 million for my property. I said, sure, I'll give you $500,000 now and $500,000 in the next 5 years. So that's a structure. That's one example of that. The third way to create more income is to piggyback on the back of what other people are doing. For example, so a lot of you know that I'm an author, so I write books, I have online trainings, and I can go out and I can say, hey, by the way, I've got a new book coming out, or I've got a new course coming out, you know, go and take the course, right? But what if somebody else already has, let's say, 1 million followers, or let's say somebody's already running an event that has, you know, 1,000 people there. Can I go to this person and say, hey, I see you have 1,000 people at your event. Would you be okay if I were to put a copy of my book in every single seat? And actually, I did this with one of my friends out in Singapore. He ran an event with 2,000 people, and he was able to distribute my book that I had written to his audience, and therefore it was a sellout. So these are three ways that you want to start monetizing, and you want to start upskilling yourself. You want to get a mentor and a coach, and also piggyback from this. If you love these mini podcasts, do me a favor, leave a review, and also share it on social media as well. Tell people about this podcast. You can tell them to go to johnleepodcast.com, johnleepodcast.com, and I'd love for more people to learn some of these strategies. Until then, I'll see you in the next session. Bye for now.